Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
What an amazing song. My heart has been encouraged by those words. My soul has been stirred by those words for years and years. And I know that song is special to you too. Well now, because it is well with our souls, let's pray together. Father, we pray that now by your word and by your spirit, you would speak to our hearts and encourage us in faith tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Part of the Christian life is suffering. And that's not a part of the Christian life that we like to talk about, but it's reality. It's part of everybody's life. Part of living in a fallen world is that we suffer. And even when we trust and follow Jesus, we still struggle. Jesus told us that in this world we would have tribulation. But then for those of us who trust and follow Jesus, he gave us this promise, take heart, I have overcome the world. And yet, even as we know that our Lord and Savior has overcome the world, we still have to navigate these days which can be difficult. The Apostle Peter wrote about these days in 1 Peter, and I want to call your attention to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Peter wrote, as he was carried along by the Holy Spirit, saying this, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good." As Peter speaks to the reality of suffering as a Christian, he says, suffer as a Christian, not as an evildoer. In other words, don't complain that you're suffering if you are an evildoer, for there are consequences for our actions. But Jesus told us that as we follow Christ, we would even suffer for doing good, or we would suffer without any apparent consequence, that there's just the reality of suffering. So when we suffer as Christians, what do? Well, I want to give you this theme tonight from 1 Peter 4:19. Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. I think there are two things there that we need to grab a hold of tonight. Two points tonight. First, when we suffer in Christ, we entrust our souls to a faithful Creator. When we suffer in Christ, we entrust our souls to the one who made us, the one who knit us together inside of our mother's wombs, and the one who loves us more than we can ever imagine. Tonight, if you're suffering, as the whole world is suffering to some degree now, but tonight, if you're suffering, I want to remind you that the one who made you loves you. And if you have turned away from your sin and received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he has a hold of you and he will not let you go. He loves you more than you think he does. And he will bring to completion the good work that he has begun in you. Look to your Creator even as you suffer. But then Peter encourages us to do something else. Not only should we look to our Creator, but we should do good. So the second point I want to give you tonight is this. When we suffer in Christ, we do good. We can do the next right thing. We can serve as our Lord Jesus has served us and has served others. We can love, and we can love all people, no matter who they are or where they're from, for that is the love that God has for the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that anyone who comes to him in repentance and faith can be forgiven and have life. We can do good even when it's hard. And that's what God calls us to do. Horatio Spafford was an up-and-coming young lawyer in Chicago. Having been born in New York State, he had gone to Chicago and had become a successful young lawyer. He had a beautiful wife, Anna, four beautiful daughters, and a son. Life was going well for Horatio Spafford. He was a Presbyterian layman, a member of a Presbyterian congregation, and he was a friend and loyal supporter of evangelist D.L. Moody. And so Horatio Spafford had some great things going on in his life. But then tragedy began to strike. In 1871, he lost his only son to scarlet fever. And over the years, he had invested heavily in real estate, and when the great Chicago fire of 1871 happened, he lost everything. All that he had been building toward, everything that he had invested in so heavily, was gone. And life got really hard for the Spafford family as they were grieving the loss of their son and watching the life that they had built fade away. Well, in 1873, Spafford wanted to give his family a break from their grief, and he wanted to support D.L. Moody and Ira Sankey, D.L. Moody's minister of music, and so he planned a European trip for his family to support Moody and to go and just get away from it all. Well, as they were preparing to leave, Spafford got detained in Chicago. He had to stay to finish up some business, so he sent his wife and his four girls ahead. And on November 22nd, their ship was struck by an English vessel, and it sank in 12 minutes. His wife survived, but his four daughters were among the 226 people who perished. When his wife finally made it to Europe, she sent a telegram that said this: "Saved alone, what shall I do?" Can you imagine what it must have been for him to receive that news? Everything. Everything for which they had labored, everything they had built. His son, his four precious little girls, is gone. And now he's got to get across the Atlantic to get to his grieving wife and to somehow comfort her. And so he got on the ship and he went to Europe. The story goes that as the ship sailed, it came to that point where his daughters had perished. And there standing on the deck of the ship, Horatio Spafford, racked by grief, but entrusting his soul to his faithful Creator, wrote these words: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the sky be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul." Is it well with your soul tonight? If you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to tell you, it should be well with your soul. For though you will face sorrow, and though you will face suffering, God will carry you through and lead you safely on and safely home. And tonight, if you've yet to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to know that God Almighty stands with His arms open to receive you. All you have to do is come to Him and say, Lord, I'm a sinner, but I believe You're the Savior. I believe that I've broken Your law and I deserve to go to hell. But I believe You love me so much that You sent Your only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for me so that I might be forgiven of my sin. And so now I leave my life of sin and I trust and follow Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I make You my Lord and Savior. I want you to know if you pray that prayer from your heart, God will forgive you of every ounce of your sin and He will call you His child. And He will put you in His grip, and He will never let you go. Would you pray with me? Lord, tonight, if there is anyone who is hearing this message, who has yet to come to You and say, Jesus, I turn away from my sin, and I turn to You. Come into my life, forgive me. I make You my Lord and Savior. Let them know that tonight You will receive them. And that tonight, for all of us who trust and follow Jesus, Lord, remind us that You've got us. And even though we face sorrows, and even though we face struggles, and even though we suffer, You will see us through, and You will lead us home. And so, Lord, tonight, in Jesus Christ alone, we can say, it is well. It is well with our souls.
So